This really is not a comparative religion talk. Comparative religion is, as taught in the universities and in high schools on occasion, has taken one or more of these categories as its criteria. And I'd like to cover some of the categories under which comparative religion is taught. Very early on, there I call it the elitist category. We teach comparative religion to prove that our religion is superior to all other religions. That did not allow a diversity of people to be attracted to that approach. The second, tolerant, my religion is still superior to your religion, but I am going to make an attempt to show tolerance for the other religions. In other words, I will allow the other religions to exist, but I am not going to try to draw any parity between those religions and my own. Then in the middle of the 19th century, the Pope actually began an ecumenical movement, Pope of the Catholic Church. Ecumenical in the sense of drawing together all of the denominations of Christianity together under a closer understanding and cooperation and union. And it attempted to find parity in the content, and this word I'll cover in a little bit more detail later, content meaning those universal and eternal truths. And he attempted to show that the only differences between Christian religion were some of the details in doctrine and dogma, but not in the fundamental truths. To show you how successful the Pope was, I believe at the time there were some 100 or so different denominations of Christianity, and now we have 28,000 denominations of Christianity.